Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To the NutriMedical Report. First half of this hour, we're going to have Cody Snodgrass, CIA munitions expert and whistleblower of the OKC bombing, because they wanted him to actually blow up the building. One of the things that's a big story in the last few days is the shutting down of social media. Now, I'm going to give a little story for myself. Last fall, I was interviewing one of our Christian authors on my show on YouTube, and I was doing a simulcast, because I have simulcast channels for on live stream to YouTube for over 8 years now, and over to Vimeo. And now I've upgraded my Vimeo channel, so I have a Vimeo simulcast channel with all the bells and whistles. But I actually was putting up text just describing what I was going to soon do as a simulcast, and they actually blocked me from doing simulcast videos on YouTube since last fall. Now, it was a Christian author, and one of the comments in my little text was that we're talking about a mountain in Turkey called the Mountain of Muhammad, which is well known to the people in Turkey. They call it the Mountain of Muhammad. And it was obviously that comment, calling something a Mountain of Muhammad, that they decided to shadow ban me and knock me off. Now, I'm really concerned about what they did to Alex. I think it's an obscenity to block anybody to have free speech. Even if you go a little further than, say, a court of law would in order to determine if somebody was killed or not. I personally think that they have no problem at all with killing people, whether 9/11, which was an inside job. You know, Alex is the kind of the chief kahuna with that story, but actually I'm the primary person behind it trying to do testing. And last 2 years ago, I was told by the Japanese State Department through the company that was trying to do radiotoxic testing of the World Trade Center debris that they're not allowed to talk to me. Now, I've had tests I've tried to do in Germany, France, Britain, Canada, the United States, pretty well every European country, and even South Africa, and they've all turned me down. Because they didn't want to get involved with the controversy over proving that the World Trade Center was an inside job done by various elements inside our government. It wasn't a renal failure patient in a cave in Afghanistan on dialysis. It was our government. Just like our government allows stuff, even if they don't cause it, like the Sonneroff brothers to do the Barathon bombing. And yeah, they might have had some simulated people there, but there were probably real people killed. Just like at Sandy Hook, even though the school was closed down for a period of time, it wouldn't surprise me, but until I actually have all the data, including the forensics of pictures inside the building of shattered windows and bullet wounds in the glass and the walls, I'd want to see everything before I make a conclusion. But I can tell you there's enough anomalies, including what I have actual FBI documents, that the FBI was doing a war game simulation that day, just the same way as they've been doing war game simulations in that school in Florida weeks before they even had that mass shooting, and they knew this kid was bad. They should have picked him up and put him in a mental institution, but they didn't on purpose because they want these things. Because they want to disarm the public. They do not want to have a public that will shoot back at them when they send SWAT teams to grab people out of their homes and put them in civil detention or kill them. Now, you might think, well, Dr. Deagle, that's over the top. Look, I am the only broadcaster on this or any other network that is a functional medicine board-certified doctor, and I'm the only doctor that actually had above top-secret clearance working with classified projects, including Oklahoma City, the U.S. Space Command, Missile Defense Command, Lockheed Martin, Lucent Technologies, the actual building of the RD-80 rockets by Americans under contract from Russia to launch our material into space to the space station. I know so much classified material, and I only mentioned a tiny fraction of it. Now, I can tell you, I have now been on the what's called the right-wing watch, and I want you to make a comment about this, because I think it's an obscenity. And I'll tell you, there's a real simple solution we can push through Congress that was mentioned by one of the people, I think it was Tom Fitton, on the Fox News. And it's real simple. You want to make it so that all the data collected by Google and these channels, which are all basically arms of the deep state intel agencies, you make it open to everybody. So if you want to set up a conservative social media channel, you can do it. Well, I just talked last week to the guy that originated OneWay.com. OneWay.com, I signed up. Go there, sign up. I have already tons of people following. Now, I want to start posting my shows and other videos over there, too, which I'm trying to work one way. There's one way to get that done, because I sent them over to Facebook and Twitter. And I've had some death threats recently because of comments I made about protecting myself against self-defense, against somebody calling it harassment when they actually want to assault me or my family. Not going to happen. Okay, Dr. Deagle is your best friend and your big brother and will take care of you and die for you. But please do not threaten me or my family and call it protesting. It's not going to work. Okay, I'm not Mr. Passive. But I want people to know I support Alex in his fight against these people. The fact they're trying to sue him for harassment because he raised an issue, I think is an obscenity. It probably shows that the government and the deep state are freaking out because they gave 7 times the money needed to rebuild a school to the school as money payoff. So there's a lot of anomalies here. I mean, if they did a properly independent investigation of Sandy Hook and other terrorist activities in America, for example, 5 years ago they had a young individual who was Muslim, I think he was in his late teens, early 20s, given bomb materials to blow up a Christmas lighting ceremony. So I'd like to get your comment. You're inside the CIA. You know that there's dark elements in our intel agencies, don't you, Cody?
Absolutely.
And if people don't think that they're tied to globalists and satanic Luciferic ceremonies, which is what 9/11 was, it was a Luciferic ceremony. It's an ancient Druidic ceremony. In fact, the two towers before the temple in ancient Israel were called Jashin and Boaz. That's the ancient Hebrew, and Jashin was, he shall restore in strength. And we've even had expert authors on talking about the Gazit stone put in the World Trade Center One World Towers that was rebuilt, and the actual positions of the World Trade Center Tower memorials for World Trade Center Tower 1 and 2 and the new One World Tower actually are the same star positions of the stars of the Belt of Orion of the Chitahuri, the Naga, and the Dagon, the ancient amphibious reptilians, which in fact is why the Pope and his senior cardinals wear a fish hat, because they worship the ancient Druidic gods, the transdimensional galactic overlords of this part of the galaxy, which are amphibious reptilians. And you don't want to believe it? All the ancient druids knew the people of the forest were these ancient druidic reptilians. And if you don't think this is a religious ceremony that they did when they killed all these people in 9/11, and they warned people like Odigo and Israel not to be in the building, they warned my wife's first cousin not to be in the building, they were Amex traders. You got to understand, if everybody was in the building in the mall between them, they probably would have killed more like around 25,000, not 3,000. But since then, 75,000 people have died prematurely. I've been their doctor for over a decade and a half now, 17 years up, coming up to September. And I still am treating people and detoxing them from all the crap. We estimate another 250,000 are dying. Besides the 75,000, they're in the process of dying now, but are going to be toxically affected in lower Manhattan and across New Jersey. So what is your comment, Cody, about poor Alex being attacked and basically shadow banned or banned completely from all the social media? I think it's an obscenity, don't you?
Well, yeah, Alex Jones, whatever people think about him, you know, conservative or left, whatever, that's not the point. The point is that freedom of speech
right.
being censored in our country by corporations, and these corporations are extrajudicial. They do not adhere to the Constitution of the United States, and we need
right.
to rein them in. And how do you rein them in? Through the courts. And our courts mm-hmm. are so corrupt. What I would suggest, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, Dr. Bill, was if we could get a law passed to where all courtroom proceedings on the state, city, county, and federal levels would be open and recorded. Everything would have cameras inside of them, so that we, the people, could see what actually goes on there. Because, as you know, federal courtrooms, they won't allow any cameras in there. and that's so they can hide their corruption.
Well,
they can't get a fair trial if the justice system is corrupted as well.
Right, and by the way, just one of the things on judges, 43% of Republicans want to give Trump the power to shut down the media. I've been harping on this since he started. Trump needs to shut down media and magazines, like Bezos Magazine, Washington Post, that are actually doing a soft coup. When I saw Candace Owens and her friend, who's white, by the way, and they were assaulted by Antifa, and it was interesting, it was all black policemen who were standing there guard to protect them quietly while they're having eggs thrown at them in water. And Candace Owens, they were trying to say she was race something or other. Here there is these white Antifa maniacs paid by George Soros, allowed by our CIA and our government to continue to... They call it protesting when they assault somebody. Not. You know, be a quarter mile away protesting with your signs. Do not get in people's face. That's not protesting. That's harassment. Big difference, isn't it? Pontificating there. I want you to kind of explain your role as the munitions expert and what they asked you to do in OKC. And we're going to expand and have some more hours. Plus, by this weekend, I'd like to do some simulcasts if we could on Saturday. Because people need to understand there's a real simple solution to this. If we went to Congress and Congress passed a law that all this data was equal, so any company could set up, you know, a mom and pop data shop to do alternative social media, you just need some fast computers and some big servers. And if people paid a very minimal charge at a very fraction, which wouldn't have anybody banning different comments, you could have social media that would be not just conservative, but would allow a dialectic between left and right. There's always a solution. For example, we hear Ocasio-Cortez saying that she wants to bring in socialism and Bernie Sanders Claus. No, you don't want socialized top-down medicine that kills people. You want medicine which is controlled by doctors and patients at a fraction of the cost that's truly preventive based on functional medicine, which is what I teach. I'm one of the primary teachers on the planet in human history. Okay, now patents for anti-aging, like our new Red Deer Velvet that will be coming out shortly, and epigenetic frequency therapy based on my quantum physics research for almost 40 years. All right? There's no one like me anywhere. And I want people to understand that I'm training other doctors, free or grandmas, whoever it happens to be, and I want people to understand you don't need an expensive system where the government's going to control or vaccinate you or controls whether you have or don't have a baby, because eventually the government, if they had socialist takeover, would outlaw even wild human reproduction. It would only be laboratory reproduction in specific centers where they could eliminate specific gene complexes. So you wouldn't fight against the government or wouldn't have a higher IQ or extended lifespan. They don't want that. The globalists don't want you to live long, healthy, and wealthy, do they? Right.
When they don't need you anymore.
Exactly. And they don't want you to live long, healthy, or to become aware like me. For example, people say, well, why don't they kill you, Deagle? I say, you know what? And I shut people up pretty quickly. I said, if they kill me, you, talking to me right now, mano a mano, might believe. Because a lot of people that listen to the show, I have millions of audience a week. I don't believe that everybody really understands truly I'm telling them the truth, even if it's pretty bizarre spiritual or other truths or galactic truths. You need to understand these high-level Masons worship a whole new different worldview that people don't understand that deals with spiritual and galactic events that have happened in ancient history, and they don't understand the nature of mankind, do they? They don't.
No.
And they pretend they do because they're religionists or they're geopolitical people or they're scientific, not scientific, but scientific animals, and they really keep to their dogma. Because it's not really even science. I mean, I talked to a gentleman this morning. His doctors are trying to force him on dialysis or a renal transplant list. We're already making his kidneys come back. And she said, well, can you refer me to a holistic urologist? I said, there isn't one, because if they existed, they'd lose their license. Okay? Okay, so you have to understand this. When you talk about Peter Strzok and the government and these different officials, the reason why Strzok is strutting around, his name should be changed from Strzok to Strut. The reason is, he's not an anomaly. He's a standard operational procedure. This is what these guys are in these intel agencies, especially since 9/11, because before 9/11, the not only the PRENAC document was in the works, but also the Patriot Act 1, which took a battalion of attorneys and advisors and people working in think tanks, years before 9/11 even happened that the government did. This didn't just pop up a month or so after 9/11, which is Patriot Act 1. I have a printed copy from the U.S. printing office. This took years of work by battalions of attorneys and other people that are basically geopolitical analysts and monsters and high-level masons
What about the anthrax scare that happened just before the vote on the Patriot Act? That was kind of interesting timing.
Well, guess what? The timing was in March of 2001, 6 months before 9/11, because I was on the inside track. I was meeting with the FBI and CDC directors for Operation Top Off in Dark Winter with the head of infectious disease at the University of Colorado. And they were carrying on jokes like that. It was funny that they were going to do a war game simulation with weaponized anthrax and micro-nukes in New York City. This is 6 months before 9/11, so when it happened, because remember, I was the exit examiner for the Murrah building, and when my boss, Major Swinder, wasn't there, I had to do all five exit exams, and one guy freaked out and showed me his arm. He said, "Look at that." I said, "Yeah, it's a rash." He said, "No, it's radiation." I said, "What do you mean radiation?" He says, "I got irradiated." I said, "How do you know that?" He said, "We had three radiation detectors go off scale." So you're kidding. I said, "I'm a chemist, okay? You know, I have a PhD level in chemistry, inorganic chemistry, and I was working in high explosive and rocket fuel when I was 12, 13, 14. I said, "Well, that was Anvil." I mean, he said, "Look, we used seven times more Anvil than was in the bombing at the Khobar Towers we did a few years earlier, the same team, and it only blew some of the windows in and didn't do any structural damage to the building." I said, "You're kidding." He said, "No, we removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micronukes, a C4 pineapple RDX and high explosive cord in the inside of the building, and C4 in the parking garage pillars." I said, "You're kidding." He said, no, "I want to get tests. I want to have normal kids. I don't want to have any deformed kids from radiation exposure," because they didn't tell us to have hazmat radiation suits when we went in there, because I'm a hazmat officer. Okay? And guess what? I said, all the fancy tests, and he called me a week, so I said, "Okay, doc." He said, "Yeah, you're okay." But I wouldn't do anything for him until he told me the whole thing for 2 hours and 15 minutes. And when they found out, because he actually had a loose tongue at a bar near Fort Carson, Colorado, they hauled my carcass into the boardroom with the board directors and the directors of the St. Francis Hospital, Major Swinder, and these other pinheads, and they threatened me. They fired me on the spot and threatened me, and I threatened them back, saying, "Guess what? I have friends in Delta Force and Special Op, and if you try to bother me or my family, I'll take you out and there'll be no evidence." And I said, "You're going to cut me a check for $50,000, a letter of reference, so I can get another job, otherwise I'm done." And so the next day I got the check for $50,000 and the letter of reference. And I told Major Swinder and the others, "I know where you sleep. And if you threaten me or do anything, you can't imagine what will happen. There'll be no connection. None." Guess what? That's what a tough guy I am. None tougher. And people say, "Well, you're afraid to die." I said, "No, I'm not. I'll just go home." I died twice and almost 5 years ago, another third time. And I'm going to tell you, my God is the God of this universe. Satan just has a lease, and it's going to be over soon. So what do you think of that? I mean, you're the only one that corroborates my story, and I corroborate yours, which is why, you know, in a John B. Wells show, December 5th, they tried to kill you December 22nd with a head-on accident in Colorado, didn't they?
Yeah, it was December 21st, and I did almost die. My doctor told me I'm lucky to be alive. But, yeah, I've had a near-death experience with Project Clamor and CIA, and I have died in that assassination program, but we are spiritual beings of light,
right?
And I am glad someone like you has come back, you know, from death, just like I have,
right?
To share the higher truth. See, the Illuminati and all of them—they keep the lower worlds. They doctor the history books. They keep us all disempowered. But it's the spiritual aspects of the higher realms that are going to be our salvation to fight this darkness on the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think people don't understand when I see them shutting down Alex, because Alex, to me, is the big force, okay? And the fact that they shut him down, look, I've been shut down and just by putting text up about this Christian author mentioning the quote Mount Muhammad. And I can tell you that Trump needs to actually not only declassify a lot of these materials that Mueller's playing around with. Mueller needs to be shut down today so he gets no closer to the election, because if there was a blue wave and Al Green gets in, because we're going to have Keisha Rogers on this Friday, who's fighting against Al Green, she's an independent for Trump. If the blue wave happens and the Democrats get in, these maniacs, this country is going to civil war. If you think it's going to be easy to disarm 94 million armed Americans with crazy Democrats and globalists, think again. Secession of multiple states and civil war is coming. right? The day arrived, we have you back. I want you to pick out.
Hi, Doctor.
What we do here uniquely on the Nutra Medical Report, and I want to kind of put a kind of a promo for what we do in this show. This is the only show on radio or television that includes Dr. Oz and the other people who pretend that they do functional medicine, which they don't. They just kind of try to flog this or that product. This is the only show on this or any other network, radio or TV, in the world that actually presents what's called functional medicine. Now, what's functional medicine is living pathology. In other words, we don't wait till you're dead and put you under a slide or do an autopsy. I mean, we actually try to find out what's going on before you get symptoms, cancer, heart disease, dementia, osteoarthritis, or problems. I had one gentleman who requested, and it's interesting, his second email was kind of angry. I'm thinking, why would you be angry at Dr. Deagle when I provide free services? But the first email was, he wanted to know if the red deer velvet DR regenerates his cartilage. I'm thinking, well, first off, I don't know any of your history to know. And I usually tell people if you've got, you know, degenerative changes in your joints or whatever, the first thing you need to do, believe it or not, is to actually get an orthopedic surgeon to flush out the garbage with an arthroscopic evaluation and get rid of the joint mice, and cartilage fragments are now calcifying, acting like micro razor blades, and put in Hyland, which is a 6 million molecular weight polymer. I've done it for years. And that's what he needs to do first. Secondly, he needs to take Joint Performance, right, and Collagen Max to regenerate the proline transhydroxylase enzyme to make cartilage in the joints. Then you can start talking about adding red deer velvet DR. But you don't do, you got to crawl before you walk, and you got to walk before you run. If you don't provide the base nutrients and you kind of clean up the field of operations by getting the crap out of the joint, what are you talking about? And the second email, he didn't get an answer right away, so I'm angry. Is this an internet scam? I said, no, you need to listen to the show. You need to be patient, because I am so overwhelmed with calls and emails and consults. I work 7 days a week. And I do consults, helping people in the ICU and hospitals around America, or overseas consults, every day of the week, even when I'm on vacation. And it's a little straining at time. Most of them are free, because people email or call me. And if they purchase a product, I'll call them back. If there's a real consult, they get pretty intense. The first level is number one. I'll just give you a starter protocol, which is free. Or if you ask a question about products and you've had a purchased product before, I'll call you back and I'll give you some explanation how it will combine things. But don't be angry. You know, we're providing a free service here. Just stuff it, okay? I'm so overwhelmed, it's hard. If you want to listen and ask your questions, call in on the Friday show or call Michelle and leave your question there so we'll give you an answer. Now, a lot of people want a magic bullet, don't they? I don't believe in a magic bullet. I believe in a magic orchestra, you know? The orchestra is NutriMeds, and that includes our new Red Deer Velvet DR, which is in production. It'll be available shortly. But it by no means supplants, Joint Performance and Collagen Max. And even if you add things like peptides, which we have, we can get for cartilage peptides, stimulate your DNA, and epigenetic frequencies such as the Sonic Life with my epigenetic frequencies that I'm getting patented, or Lumen Photon, or mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, or stem cell transplants with Stomedica and their NovaStem facility in Tijuana to get hypoxic stem cells. These are layer upon layer upon layer. It doesn't mean the first layer is taken away. If you're not taking Collagen Max and Joint Performance and other nutrients like, you know, vitamin mineral mix in your drink to make sure all the nutrients are present so your cells can regenerate, what do you think you're doing? I mean, how do you build a building if you don't put steel in the building to actually build a building and frame up the glass and everything else? It's like if you don't have the basic building materials. And nobody else teaches this, period. Not in this network, not anywhere else. They want to flog products. Most of them are inferior. They don't stay in your body. Don't bioconvert or jump gene defects. And don't biopersist to actually make sure they work with the body, not drugs which are toxic to every cell in your body. I talked to a gentleman this morning, what they put him on, this poor gentleman. They put him on, this is another consult. They put him on an HMG CoA reductase inhibitor, which of course will make you demented, demyelinate your brain, and block CoQ10, and cause peripheral neuropathy. And if you're a female, for example, it increases your risk of diabetes by 200% in the published literature, not Deagle's damned opinion. So, Ryan, what do you think about people thinking that they're seeing a holistic doctor or naturopath or chiro, when really they don't know what the hell they're doing? They don't do any functional medicine testing, which I do. Test kits from like 30 different labs, including genetic tests. Quantum testing like QRMA, which people have a machine, or Metapathy Hunter scan, which I can do on anybody anywhere in the world. And then follow up with specific tests to confirm the presumptive diagnosis of what they've got. So let's pull out a couple of nutraceuticals for this guy with joints. Joint Performance, Tendon Mender, Collagen Max. Let's start with those, because a lot of people think they can get away with, hey, I don't want to buy those expensive nutraceuticals, but I want you to fix my joint, doctor. I can pray for you, but beyond that, you need nutriments. How's that?
Yeah. Dr. Bill, that's such a good point that if we're not going to address the foundational issues going on that's missing, you're not going to build, like you said, the building that you need or the overpass. You can't just pour cement on it. You got to have the rebar and stuff like that. And so when you talk about a product like Collagen Max, that's just breakthrough technology that you've been promoting now for over 8 years, but it's been researched for many, many, many years. And the whole thing behind it is we know there's a rate limiting step for the body's production of collagen, elastin, and keratin. And as we age, we lose this ability. Hence, just look at yourself. You can look in the mirror and go, my face has lots of wrinkles. You're like, the answer is what, Botox? The answer is start pumping in collagen or allowing your body to produce collagen. The question becomes, why is it not producing collagen? And if you're stuck here with a rate-limiting step, you don't have the orthosilicic acid that's available in the blood to build the collagen fibrils, you're not going to. Here's another one. Nails. Are they weak? Are they brittle? Are they slow growing? That's another sign and indication your body's unable to produce some of the structure it needs. And then it goes to, like, hair. Is it breaking? Is it thinning? Is it brittle? These are all signs that I know anybody can go into a doctor and go, well, that's a hormone thing. That's an aging thing. That's a natural thing. It's like, you know what? Our body is a constant restoration project.
Yeah, actually, I was doing a comment I use all the time. This is based on science, not scientific viewpoints or dogma. No one's older than a 7-year-old. Do you like that term? You're constantly rebuilding your body. Some actually gut cells are gone in 4 days. But there's no tissue in your body except a few stray neurons that tend to remember your previous memory holograms. You're a fractional clone of yourself 7 years ago. That's the facts.
Right. But as we're aging, we're doing a copy of a copy of a copy, and we're required to use, obviously, energy and nutrients to continue this process going on. Anybody listening out there, just like a woman in pregnancy, you're like, oh, yeah, she's got to eat really healthy. You've got to give her multivitamins. Why? Well, she's trying to reproduce a human, a body. You're like, guess right. What? You're doing the same thing every single day as well. You're just not building it into a fetus, into an infant, but you're doing it with all your cells. And so when people get frustrated sometimes, they're like, I don't get why my body's acting or behaving a certain way. And they come to you, Dr. Bill, pleading for help. And you're like, hey, foundationally, you have to make sure you've restored these fundamentals. So when we talk about Collagen Max, that's a critical element, collagen, elastin, and keratin. But there's other things you can do that's just totally wild, like Tendon Mender, for example. That is a very specific component of what's known as a glucosaminoglycan. That's where you get glucosamine and chondroitin, their glucosaminoglycan. This is different. It's a very specific element within that that's been harvested. And when it's tested in vitro, animal, and human, what they find is it reprograms tenocytes, or the tendon cells that have become basically inflamed and they swell, and that limits your range of motion and it creates an inflammatory response. And that's why you end up with these repetitive motion injury issues, but you can't get out of them. You're stuck, from feet to elbows to knees to shoulders to hands and wrists. And you're like, what am I supposed to do? And all the doctors can tell you traditionally is isolate and take an NSAID. Right?
Yeah.
Take a wrist brace and pop some pills.
Like, well, by the way, the problem is that the medical profession are beyond ignorant. For example, they're liable. When you look at the average, this is published in the literature, if you take an ibuprofen, you increase the risk of a heart attack 31%. Duh. Do people not understand that we now know Helicobacter pylori causes gastritis? So taking even an H2 blocker or proton pump inhibitor doesn't fix the problem. You need a probiotic, like Living Probiotic, and Merpristatin, and you need to heal the gut wall with GastroHeal. Guess what? The conventional doctors are not absolutely, they're completely absent. They have no idea what they're doing, and they're just logging drugs. And because it's a cabal, anybody that practices functional evidence-based medicine is persecuted, okay? That's the facts. I'd like to give some more comments about how you approach this, because what we do is in the program, we're trying to teach the public, number one, this is a very rapidly evolving science. What I might know 2 months from now may be dramatically improved from what I know now. Our protocols, even on the wellness conditions, are always out of date. I have to say, look, for example, if you want to increase your ATP level of NADH, you use Sports Energy Light Drink and my NADH tablets. You want to increase your CoQ10 to reduce heart failure, you want to take CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol first, and then the CoQ10 Supreme and our Vascucare Carnitine and Cardiovasc. And if you want to take omega fatty acids, you want a monoglyceride, so it jumps the conversion process. So instead of 3 or 4% absorption of omega fatty acids, which are essential to be anti-inflammatory, you get 400% more by taking these little small Omega Supreme Pro soft gels. Now, what people don't understand, you know, some of these are a little bit more expensive than the stuff you're going to buy if you go to Amazon or someplace, but they're going to be superior, plus superior advice as to how to take them and how to test to see if the damn things are working. That's important, isn't it? Can you give a couple examples? Let's say someone's bones. I just recently had a test where someone's bones showed to be osteoporotic on their testing. Now, you wanted to measure it with a deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene collagen subunits from their bone, and the urine test at Genova Labs under directlabs.com, which I can send them to the urine test kit. And if it's positive, I'd like them to get a DEXA bone scan with a radiologist. Now, a DEXA scan isn't useful to do except once a year, once every 6 months minimum. You don't do them more often than once a year, usually, because the DEXA bone scan, but the urine deoxypyridinium will tell you in 3 weeks if you're actually fixing it with bone generator, collagen max, micell D3, myco D2, and full vitamin K2. So what's your comments on that? You know, because somehow, I don't know why people think that they or their doctor knows more than Dr. Deagle, and that's pretty damn unlikely, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you've been doing this a long time, and you obviously you got a brain.
And I'm driven. I'm also driven. I'm not just a, you know, it's not a matter of 40-some years doing this. It's a matter of 40-some years coming against opposition by knuckleheads and people that won't ask the right questions and realize that you don't get wise unless you recognize you're ignorant in the first place. And unfortunately, it's really hard to actually realize you're trained as an MD with a PhD beforehand in organic and chemistry and genetics, and realize that your colleagues aren't even asking the question to prove that they're ignorant, to find the truth, whether they're trying to improve people's renal failure or stop heart attacks and strokes or prevent cancer. And to be honest with you, the medical profession are populated by people who just want to have the position. They want to be magnificent deities, MDs. They want more dough, MD, more dough, or they want to spread and pass out more drugs, MD. Again, right?
Yeah.
MD, MD, MD.
Our system is designed so that they'll follow what, you know, generally pharmaceutical, you know, and surgical procedures will have. And it's so funny to see, I know you've seen it for years, Dr. Bell, that's why your passion continues to grow. What happens, like you said, with bone mineral density when you go, if you can nourish the body with the components that the bone uses to grow, and that's not just a calcium supplement, that's the whole components of bone, like you'll see with the Bone Builder formulation, where they use a microcrystalline hydroxyapatite. What is that? That is frozen processed whole bone extract out of New Zealand that's allowing the body to be nourished by all the specific ingredients that are in bone at the appropriate time. Somebody going, well, I just threw a bunch of stuff in a capsule and good luck to you. And you can measure it.
Like yeah.
You start with pyridinium and deoxypyridinium, cross-linking proteins to go, hey, measure that in your urine. You know why? You can see, are you losing bone now? Is it faster? Is it slower? And you don't have to wait a year for a DEXA to give you a, you know, plus one, minus one, whatever it might be, state of results. You can start seeing in action, are you impacting the body appropriately? And this is all news to people. They're like, wait, what? You can do that? You're like, yes. That's, you can.
Well, that's why when I say this on the show, and I was talking to Adam Miller, who's actually our media person for different shows, before I left a couple of years ago, Genesis, to go for some number of months over at RBN, we had about 4 to 6 channels. We should have a lot more. Already, Genesis has something like 1.5 million people. A lot of people have the opportunity. They need to realize this show and what I do is unique. There is nobody on this or any other network, radio or television, that actually does what I do, period. There's nobody that actually will teach people, health professionals anywhere, MD, JD, naturopath, chiropractor, or just grandmas who want to know, or even people listening. I had a lady who herself, she's been listening for years. She's a senior executive with one of the big insurance companies in Colorado, in Illinois. And I just walked literally every day through following her husband, who ended up in the intensive care unit in heart failure, and saved his life. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you had been left up to the doctors, they would have put on a cardiac assist, put on a heart transplant list. He's out walking now with most of the drugs given by the doctors stopped because they were toxic or stupid. Okay? And he's getting fine. All right? Same way as I got a gentleman here. I talked to his wife yesterday, and she advised me that he was going blind with glaucoma. And since he's been on treatment, who seems like our Vision Max and other supplements, his vision is back, and he stopped his eye drops from his ophthalmologist because they're doing nothing.
Yeah.
And his vision is normal now, believe it or not.
I do believe it because I keep seeing time and time again the stuff that, you know, we're told is not possible. You're like, God designed us this way. We regenerate. We're not like lizards. You don't chop an arm off and it regenerates, but every other thing is basically a regeneration process.
You are in advanced baseball, and you're an athlete. And you and I, like, one of my favorite movies was Field of Dreams. You know, if you build it, they will come. If you provide the building blocks, your stem cells will come and you rebuild your body. You're fractionally cloning yourself into a new body every 7 years. Every time you go to sleep, your body says, you know, get them stem cells up, the brain says. And the body says, hey, are the building blocks here? And the body says, yes, they are. They went to Dr. Deagle and he gave them the nutraceuticals. Then let's build it. Let's rebuild their eyeballs, their kidney, their brain cells, their neural pathways, their heart conduction pathways. Let's rebuild them.
And Dr. Bill, let me point out, like, a foundational building block that more people are paying attention to is the utilization of omega-3 fatty acids. And I know there's been some press lately, if you're more of a medical doc, you'd be like, oh, they did a summary report, said it didn't really help long-term outcomes. You're like, oh, my God. There's so many studies done on fish oil showing what it does, but here's what studies don't show you. How much fish oil do you need to take? And people go, no, I heard it's 1 gram a day or 2 grams a day. Here's what Dr. Bill would open up your eyes to. What is your red blood cell membrane percentage of fatty acids like omega-3s? That's when you start seeing the real difference. So when you bring in like Omega Supreme Pro, this isn't just to arbitrarily take an amount. This is to truly impact the amount, the percentage that's in your red blood cells, because that's when you start seeing the benefit. It's not an arbitrary, well, I take 1,000 milligrams a day, check on these studies that people are like kind of monitoring fish oil consumption. It's a joke. People, you're built out of fats, tons of them. And I know you're just like me. You don't necessarily like to eat fatty fish. You're like, I don't really like to cook it. I don't like the taste of it. Whatever. You're an American. I get it. But you can use the supplements to eat like you're some Norwegian fish-loving person and change that fatty acid membrane from about a 4 to 5%, which is standard American, up into the plus 8, 10% range where they really see the therapeutic benefits for all-cause mortality drop. All-cause mortality. This isn't just about cardiovascular disease. This is because your cells can't work if they're not built properly. All right? You can't open the door in your house if your door is supposed to be made out of omega-3 fatty acids. You're not going to have the right door if you don't build it out of that.
Well, the ion channels the structure of your body. Your body's based on a layer of lipids. And if you have pro-inflammatory lipids, how can you have heavy blood vessels, nerve fiber tracts in your brain, your peripheral nervous system, how you can have healthy membranes for your skin, your hair, your nails? I mean, it's not possible.
And how many people out there are like, you know, I take something to keep inflammation down. You're like, dude, if you actually studied your fatty acids, you'll probably see a high level of what's called arachidonic acid and a low level of things like EPA and DHA. And what that means is your cells are built out of a whole bunch of very flammable kindling, kind of like these California wildfires, nothing but dry brush ready to burn as soon as you irritate it and inflame it. And when you shift this to get the omega-3s up and bring down, which happens, you bring down arachidonic acid, what you've got is a much more anti-inflammatory, less likely to start and burn as a fire because of the way it's built. It's kind of like now it's, you know, like a forest that's a rainforest. Is it going to ignite? Nope.
Exactly. Just like our gentleman that requested for the second request, he was angry. You say, it must be a scam because you're not answering me. If you're listening to the show, Joint Performance Collagen Max, number one. Okay, anti-inflammatories like arthritics and Inflamex, number two. Number three, we might add to that Red Deer Velvet DR, which is very, very powerful for regenerating and providing the building blocks. And then we can add other technology like peptides and recartilage and Lumen Photon and epigenetic frequency therapy. To say you want a magic bullet is silly. How about a magic orchestra? You want to hear all the instruments, the woodwinds, the stringed instruments, the tubas, the guitars. You have to hear. Those are all NutriMeds. Okay, don't go elsewhere. Get them here at NutriMedical. You get free advice. Thank you for listening. We'll be back again in just a minute with hour number two, Jim Cole.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.